Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and here in the studio with me are my co-hosts, Renee Horsch and Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome, Hola. Guys. Hey, so we're sitting here under hot lights, and I'm sweating.
Is it because of that, or like an age? Is it an age issue? You've been talking about that lately.
Well, it's probably a little bit of an age issue. It's probably the lights, or it's that you guys are just, you know,
too hot.
So hot.
Too hot.
Caliente.
Too hot.
Yeah.
Woo.
And there's
as
this,
we say in
and
Santa
so
Anna.
Okay, so I want to talk about the fact that when you sweat and perspire, I was looking online, which I know I shouldn't be doing, but
no, there's
this
nothing wrong with that.
There's this whole controversy about deodorants now and aluminum and deodorants. And when I was online, there was this a lot of websites that are now saying that the increase in breast cancer in women is directly related to the aluminum in deodorants, because it's right there where your lymph nodes are and it stops you, the toxins, from coming out. And is that true or
bullshit.
Not?
What?
he said that was
no,
bullshit.
You know what? Oh, geez, it's always
No, actually, I've heard a lot of negative things, too. So that
about
I'm
aluminum?
Like,
no, no, no.
That's why I'm so glad that we've
right,
got Jorge
Alzheimer's.
Here.
Right,
yeah, yeah. Alzheimer's. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that, too. Yeah.
What's the skinny on all that?
The skinny is that you can't prove that because you're not going to have like 1,000 people having aluminum deodorants and then 1,000 people not, and then you follow them all your life and see who gets cancer and who doesn't.
So we
have aluminum in our body. We have copper. We have iron. We have
right?
all these minerals. Nobody has proven that using aluminum products, aluminum deodorants, causes breast cancer or Alzheimer's. So that's the bottom line on that. If you don't feel comfortable using them, then I suggest you don't. You know, but again, there is no medical proof of that. Only smelly people say don't use the deodorant. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, you were telling me.
There's a lot of smelly ones at Gold's Gym, okay?
Yeah. Well,
but they want to be smelly, right?
Know,
it's sort of like
know.
A pheromone.
I like to smell like cologne and soap, okay? So yeah.
Yeah, you
now,
do.
You were telling me that you actually were looking in Whole Foods at natural deodorants.
I've tried Tom's. I've tried like and they're expensive, too. I've tried a bunch of them, and I'm like, those things don't work. I'm like they. I'm like later. I'm like, and I don't actually. I'm not a smelly person
I'm
by
not
nature.
Either.
I don't. I'm not. I don't sweat a lot. It takes a lot for me. Like when I go to the
well,
gym.
Aren't you too special? Not sweaty.
Well,
no,
women don't sweat. They perspire.
Yeah,
I get
a little svitzy, you know, whatever. But like, I'm not.
Well,
like,
I am dripping down the crack now.
Okay. No, but I'm just like so for me. But then, but okay. So the reason why I'm saying that is because when I use those natural ones, I noticed. Okay, wow. I was like the first time I was like, okay, this is not working and this is not smelling fresh. And so I didn't use them. And then I thought, but because I was stopping it because of that whole aluminum issue that I had heard.
Yeah.
So I don't know about those natural ones, you know?
Well, how important to your health is sweating?
Very important. I mean, without sweating, you don't regulate your body temperature. So sweating is essential. Right, your body is amazing. It regulates how much fluid you have in it, how much fluid you need by making you thirsty. It gets rid, if it's working well, the right amount of sodium in your urine. So the kidney's function and your skin's function is to maintain a certain concentration of sodium and potassium in your body. Isn't that amazing?
So if you're – okay, but if you're sweating, doesn't your whole body sweat? I mean,
yeah, you sweat from everywhere. You don't sweat just from your armpits. You sweat from your hair. You sweat from your neck. You sweat from, you know, under your boobs, under your, you know, fat under the belt. Not you, Renee. Right? You sweat on your toes, your feet.
So why are we not putting deodorant? Why are there not deodorant like body creams that you would put all over you?
Well, you're the Hollywood smelly guy, good smelly guy.
Well, as you know, a lot of your fragrances, they will do a body cream that is fragrant. Like, you know, I wear Bulgari cologne, so Bulgari makes a body lotion that has
drop
the
that
fragrant
name.
Yeah, we're trying to get sponsors for our show. Come on. You know, I was like, we got Betty Crocker for cupcakes. We
Sophia
got, you
Vergara
know.
Told me to wear Bulgari cologne.
Sophia
and
Vergara.
Then she turned to Joan Collins and said, what do you think, Joan?
And we like Joan Collins' Timeless Beauty products, right? We
right. Can,
no.
But don't you just smell like BO and cologne?
No, because I've got my deodorant on underneath my arm, underneath my underarm.
There are body sprays, deodorant body sprays that are advertised. You know, that you can put them in all different crevices.
But if you don't sweat.
But it's not the sweat that makes you smelly. It's where you sweat.
Is it your diet?
That's part of it. I mean, if you eat a lot of garlic and, you know, you're going to – it's your body exudes all that. It's the bacteria that grows that makes you sweat – that makes you smell. So
people
that's
that
why the
bathe
dark
– regularly, right?
Yeah. The dark, humid areas is where you can become funky. All right, under the arms, you know, in the crotchular area, right?
Crotchular.
Yes.
That's a new one for me.
Yeah.
So what do you – now you dress – I mean, because you're with Mark Zunino Couture.
Yes.
And you dress all these people for the red carpet.
We dressed somebody just recently, and she smelled like three-day-old vagina. It was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
No, it was so disgusting.
I must say that I have never smelled that.
No, Mark Zunino was literally like, okay,
was she
repulsed. No, she's probably about 60, and so
did she not bathe?
She's just crazy, you know. So there's a lot. She's a fresh cup of crazy, and I can't say anymore because then I'll be in trouble. So,
okay. Well,
have we not seen her since she won an Oscar for?
I'll tell you during our break. Yeah, I'll give you the skinny.
You loan a lot of these dresses, don't you?
And then we did a fashion show once before, and we will tell several times we do lots of fashion shows, but. If a model is actually really stinky, we'll tell them, you know, we tell the coordinator, like, you got to talk to that one and tell her that she's got to wear deodorant. She's got to, like, I mean, because some people, they don't bathe properly, you know.
And
if you get just so you guys know, you get body odor in natural fiber textiles, you're not going to get that odor out. It doesn't matter if you dry clean it. You have to burn that garment.
Oh, let me tell you.
Seriously.
If somebody with body odor, underarm odor, embraces me and puts their arm – I don't think I smell clean for days.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever noticed that? It's like my shoulder smells like them for 3 days.
I'm 5'8", so all the big guys are obviously bigger than me. They'll put their sweaty armpit – right on top of my shoulder, and it smells like baked onions. I mean, you cannot –
For days.
You cannot get that smell off.
I agree. What is
Or how rude are they? Come up to you at the gym and they hug you, and they're like, they're just like pouring down sweat, and they smell like a bad Greek deli. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here, smell my pit, bro.
Yeah,
if you have a model who smells before she puts on your dress, and then even if you put deodorant on her, then it's just deodorant and body odor.
Yeah,
she needs to bathe.
She needs to bathe. Let
me tell you something. To the trade?
Well, but I want to go. Yeah, a lot of people that believe in not bathing as much gives you longevity because you need your body's natural bacteria. So here's a shocker.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
My grandmother, not my grandmother, my great-grandmother, according to my mother, bathed only once a week. This is back in Cuba. And she could bathe. I mean, they were pretty well off. But she just thought that if she killed her bacteria, she would live longer. And she died at 106.
Really?
Yeah. I personally think it's because she stunk so much that nobody came around her, so she didn't have the stress of people talking to her.
And then she wasn't exposed to germs from other people.
You know,
see?
No, we're also finding that this sort of symbiosis, if you will, or like all the bacteria in your body living with each other in harmony is something that's important. But, you know, we live in a world where we don't want stinky people around everywhere.
Yeah.
There's staff everywhere. And like especially at the gyms, there's staff. I mean, there's staff.
And there's bad staff now.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, a friend of mine.
Staff is a bacteria, by the way, listeners. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Not the people that get our shoes.
We just got a question from our control room.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Our guys in the control room, Mike and Tim. Mike and Tim, they don't smell back there. But Mike wants to know, is there a difference between deodorant and antiperspirant?
Yeah. A deodorant is just basically a fragrance, right? And an antiperspirant, as the name implies, stops you from perspirating, from sweating. Aluminum stops you from sweating, all right? Botox stops you from sweating.
I hear that people get Botox in their armpits.
I do that a lot. A good friend of ours gets that, but we won't give any names.
Okay, you'll tell me later?
Nope.
Okay.
Really? Botox under your armpits?
Yes. You know what? A lot of people.
Do you have to do like one shot, or is it like on your forehead where you got to do the whole
thing? You got to do the whole.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, hey, will insurance cover that?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
It can. It can.
Oh,
if you don't.
That's good.
It can. And a lot of people that are in show business like you, mm-hmm. you know, that you go out there and you're performing and, you know, you're wearing all these silky things.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
nothing less attractive than a big old sweat ring under your arm. Right?
I've got a client that can use that. We're going to talk
about
it.
It lasts for
show.
Like 3 or 4 months.
Really?
The injections, yeah. Just like Botox on the forehead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
see,
you know, talking about it, another very controversial thing as well, we've got a few minutes. Vaccinations.
Oh,
I mean, it seems like every celebrity is out there
anything.
Talking about vaccinations and not wanting to vaccinate their children.
They're
because
stupid.
And of course, in California now, we have a law that you can't go to school unless you get vaccinated, which when I was a kid, you got your shots and you went to
Oh my God. I remember
you went
in
to
the,
school.
In the gymnasium when I was a kid, they just lined you up and they just bam, they just shot everybody up
right.
with vaccinations.
So yeah. Jorge, is there a correlation between autism and children's
there has
vaccinations?
Been, it has been proven that there is no correlation between
so Jenny McCarthy's crazy then?
I won't say that because I don't have a good enough lawyer.
Oh, okay.
All right, but there is no truth in that, and it is very harmful to keep perpetuating that myth. Listen, there's also a correlation between women having children at an older age,
yes,
right,
yeah.
and autism, and you
yeah.
can say, oh, you know what? Those eggs have been there for 40 years as opposed to like 20.
They're not
and
fresh.
They're not yeah. fresh.
She's got some stale eggs.
No, you know. But
I have a client, and she had her child at like age 52 or something naturally.
She
like,
she's not the one with a 3-day-old vagina smile.
No. That's the other one. No, that's a different one. No, but this client of mine, yeah, and her son is now 35 years old because she's like 80 something, and the child is like autism or
yeah.
like retarded
there's,
or something. Yeah,
yeah. There's so many
well,
variables.
Yeah,
you know, but vaccination. There's much more to be gained from vaccination, you know, than not. I mean, people used to die right and left from polio and, you know, whooping cough. And I think it's just horrible that parents are, you know, ignorant
that
way.
Well, you know, taking it one step further, everybody's talking about children vaccinations. As we get older, do we need to continue to get vaccinations?
We do. We do.
Oh, yeah. You need like a booster shot, huh?
Yeah.
For what?
Sure. Like every 10 years, you need a booster shot for tetanus. All right, especially
really?
Yes, you're in the kitchen all the time with knives,
it's
right?
Like a sidecar for a drink, right?
Yes. I never knew that.
I don't know what he just said, but I just smiled.
he does that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
it's a good thing he's handsome.
And then, yeah, because we don't understand him. If you're over 55 or 60, you need the pneumonia vaccine. If you're over 60, you need the shingles vaccine.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to bring next week. I'm bringing Viagra. Botox for the underarms and vaccines for everybody.
We're going to juice you up, Barbara.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so I see that commercial on television for shingles.
Yeah.
Now, they say if you've had chicken pox.
You have the virus in your body already, and you don't want it coming out in your nerves. That's where shingles is chicken pox just in one nerve or another, and it hurts like hell. It hurts a lot.
So I'm getting to be 60, so I should have that.
I'm vaccinating you next week.
We're doing an
wow.
overhaul on you, not just peeling your face
We're
back.
Doing a We're vaccination. Like, yeah. intervention.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I need shingles
you
and,
have real
and
stuff.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, you
now
do.
How long does the pneumonia
forever.
Last? Forever.
Yeah.
Because look at so many people die of pneumonia.
Because after you're 60, forever is not that long anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, aren't you just
No, that's
cheer.
Not true.
Yes.
I'm almost there.
He's
there.
So bright and cheery.
I
yeah.
know. So what other vaccines do we need as
it all,
we get
It all
older?
Depends on...
I've never heard this before.
Really?
Yeah, I figured you get them as a kid and that's it. Unless
no,
you're going
oh my God,
to some
I just
foreign
did a,
country that you need to get a vaccine
No. I just did a whole public service announcement thing about the need for pneumonia in older adults, you know, like us.
So not only if you have a compromised immune system?
No. And here's shocker. As we get older, our immune system does become weaker.
Right.
So that's why we need these vaccines. So you need them when your immune system is weak as a child and then as an older person. And then don't forget the flu vaccine. I mean, the flu kills up to 50,000. You give me that
okay,
look.
Okay, so you know what? Because I've never had a flu shot.
Oh, I get it. I get one.
And my husband has a flu shot, and then he always gets some other strain of flu every year that the flu shot didn't cover, so he gets sick. I never
Every year, every single year.
He does. He gets a flu shot every year, and I only got – I did get one when he got sick.
You can do whatever you want.
Really?
I definitely recommend – yes, definitely recommend it. But God forbid that you get it this year, and then she comes up with something.
Well, I got a flu shot when Stan was sick 2 years ago, and I got sick.
Who says you wouldn't have gotten sick anyway? But you don't get the flu from the shot.
You don't?
No.
But here's the other thing, too, okay? Because I got the flu shot, and then I got sick after Christmas, and right after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's.
You probably had a cold, not the flu.
Yeah, and they did the test. I went to my ears, nose, and throat doctor, and he did the test culture, and he said it all came back negative. It was not the flu. So I had, like, some other respiratory problems. So, they were kind of like flu symptoms.
Yeah, the problem is that a lot of people, like Barbara, called a cold the flu.
Yeah. Right. And but I didn't get.
Well, see, that's why I need to be on this show. He's a great addition.
Yeah.
Because we learn all this medical thing.
He's the cake of our show. Hello.
He is the cake. Yes. That's right.
You're the frosting and the sprinkles. It all works together, see?
And so that's another addition of Living Out Loud.
Bye, everybody.